Yeah, they accept it because they haven't known it any other way.
Mm.
That's about the only answer I have for it.
Well, just thinking of probably about your life when you were a kid living in Madison County and then having what your grandchildren do right now. I mean, they probably play video games and watch TV, and you were having to work outside on a farm.
Yeah, we had things to do. That's right. That's right. And you came in, you had a time to study at night, and you did it. You'd get so sleepy. I enjoyed school, and then I did. I really had it easy. I did have to burn the night oil, I should say, when I hit tech, because I hadn't had all the instruction of math that they had. And chemistry, but particularly math. But the best math teacher in the world was Dr. His name was Dr. I think it was R.A. Ralph. He could teach math to a horse. And I learned it. He was great. I would try to get into his class every time I could.
So you really enjoyed your time at Tech then?
Yeah. It was hard. It just was, but it was all right. Worked out fine.
Because Tech is such a really good school, and that's such a great opportunity you got to go there, especially
right.
from not around the area.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
How did that happen? You said a man just suggested it to you, or?
Well, the faculty at Boy, Madison High School,
mm-hmm.
They got together, and I forgot now who it was, they had schools that a little bit different. Mr. as I remember, told us that. But it could have been one of the other teachers. He just suggested that we go to Tech.
Hmm.
And of course, my brother just graduated from Georgia in June, so I didn't have any reason to go there. A lot of people from Madison did.
Right.
But
especially because it's close too, so.
Yeah.
I wondered if you could comment on the relationship between Roswell and Atlanta and how that's changed through the years.
Both.
People used to live in Roswell and work in Atlanta, or do they still do that?
Well, they did it. Well, what they did then, they lived here and worked there.
Mm.
They would drive down. They had a place, since I was in the needle industry, as I call it. They had a place down there near on Spring Street, near, not too far from the varsity, called Lovable Brazier Company. You ever heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people mm-hmm. talk about it.
We talked to somebody that worked there.
I think it's out of business now.
Mm-hmm.
But they would work there. Their pay scale was more than ours, but there was enough for. A lot of people moved down, went down there, drove back and forth.